John chapter 7.
After this, Jesus was traveling around in the land of Galilee. He didn't want to go to the land of Judea because the Jewish leaders were trying to kill him. The time for the Jewish festival of tents was near. Jesus' brothers said to him, "Get away from here and go to Judea so that your followers may see the miracles you are doing. If someone wants to be famous, he doesn't hide the things he's doing. Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world." Even Jesus' brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "It is not yet the right time for me. There is always a good time for you. The people of the world cannot hate you. They hate me because I tell the truth about them. Their lives are evil. You should go on up to the feast in Jerusalem. I am not going up to this feast just yet. The time is not yet ripe for me." After he said these things, Jesus stayed in the land of Galilee. After Jesus' brothers went up to Jerusalem for the feast, Jesus also went up there, but Jesus did it secretly. The Jewish leaders were looking for him at the festival. They continued to ask, "Where is Jesus?" Many people in the crowd were arguing about Jesus. Some were saying, "He's a good man." Others were saying, "No, he fools the people." But no one was talking about Jesus openly because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. The festival was already half over when Jesus came up to Jerusalem to the temple. Jesus began to teach the people. The Jewish leaders were amazed. They asked, "How did this man learn so much? He never went to our school." Then Jesus said to them, "What I am teaching does not belong to me. It comes from the one who sent me. If anyone wants to do what God wants, that person will find out whether my teaching comes from God or if I am speaking on my own. The person who speaks on his own is trying to get glory for himself, but the person who wants the glory to go to the one who sent him is honest. There is nothing wrong with him. Moses gave you the law, but not one of you is obeying the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You are crazy. Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one miracle on the Sabbath day, and all of you are amazed. Yet you will circumcise a child on the Sabbath day? Moses gave you circumcision. Actually, circumcision did not come from Moses, but from our ancestors. Since a child can receive circumcision on the Sabbath day, so that the law of Moses won't be broken, why are you so angry with me? I made a man completely well on the Sabbath day. Don't judge by the way things look. Judge fairly." Some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "This is the man whom the Jewish leaders are trying to kill. And look, he speaks in the open, and they are saying nothing to him about it. Is it possible that the leaders know he is the Messiah? But we know where this man comes from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he comes from." While Jesus was teaching the people in the temple courtyard, Jesus cried out, "Do you know me? Do you know where I come from? I have not come on my own. However, the one who sent me is true. You don't know him, but I know him because I was with him. He sent me." Then they tried to arrest Jesus, but no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come. Many people in the crowd believed in Jesus. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more miracles than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd arguing these things about Jesus. The most important priests and the Pharisees sent some guards to arrest Jesus. Then Jesus said, "I will be with you a little while longer, but then I must go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you won't find me. I will be where you cannot come." Then the Jewish leaders thought to themselves, "Where is he about to go, so that we cannot find him? He wouldn't go to the Jews who live in the Greek cities, would he? Would he teach non-Jewish people there? Surely not. What is the meaning of what he said? You will look for me, but you won't find me, and I will be where you cannot come." On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood and cried out, "If you are thirsty, come to me and drink. The person who believes in me will be like the scripture, which says, a river of fresh water will flow from his body. Here Jesus was talking about the Spirit whom the believers were about to receive. The Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been raised to glory. Some of the people in the crowd heard these words. They said, "Surely he is the prophet." Other people said, "This man is the Messiah." Still others said, "The Messiah does not come from the land of Galilee. The scripture said that the coming Messiah would be from David's family and from Bethlehem, the village where David lived." So the people in the crowd were divided because of Jesus. Some of them were wanting to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him. Later, the guards came back to the most important priests and Pharisees. They asked the guards, "Why didn't you bring back Jesus?" The guards answered, "No man ever spoke like this." The Pharisees answered them, "You haven't been fooled, have you? None of the Jewish leaders or the Pharisees have believed in Jesus, have they? This crowd is ignorant of the law. They should be condemned." Nicodemus was one of the Pharisees. Remember, he had come to Jesus before. He said to them, "Our law does not condemn a man without hearing from him first. We must find out what he is doing." They answered Nicodemus, "Are you also from Galilee? Search the scriptures, and you will see that no prophet comes from Galilee." Then each one of them went home.